More than 1,000 supporters of California high-speed rail filled the barren lot of what is supposed to become a multi-story train station in Fresno today for a symbolic groundbreaking. FM89's Ezra David Romero reports.
Nearly 2 years after construction was supposed to start, and more than 6 years after voters approved a bond to help fund California high-speed rail, state and local leaders met in Fresno's historic Chinatown today to mark the start of the project's construction. Instead of shoveling soil to break ground on the project, Governor Jerry Brown marked the event by signing a piece of steel track to symbolize the start of a project which he hopes will be part of his legacy.
And the high-speed rail links us from the past to the future, from the south to Fresno and north. This is truly a California project bringing us together.
The California High-Speed Rail Authority hopes to make the $68 billion bullet train a model for future projects in the country. But not everyone is on board. Republican Assemblymember Jim Patterson says the groundbreaking is an example of a one-party-led state.
This was a staged event to only those who think that this project should be built no matter what the cost and no matter where the money comes from.
Patterson questions where the funds will come from to build the entire project. Officials say the rail line should run from San Francisco to Los Angeles by the year 2029. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Ezra David Romero.